The boys were called edgy, told they'd never make it past 5 episodes. Well, here those podcast jerks are, back for season 2. The Boys in the Woods Podcast, the show your mother warned you about and that your dad was hiding in the basement listening to. Get ready for the Boys in the Woods Podcast.
Charles, welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's nice to be back in the real world, right?
Where, oh my God, dude.
Where you're not, we're not losing our minds. We're not talking to ourselves today.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
No, we're not hearing WTF come out of your mouth.
Oh, that's what you...
Nine minutes of
minutes and 22 solitude. Seconds.
9 minutes and 22 seconds. If you guys want to catch that one tomorrow, there'll be a 2-hour episode and you get to listen to me go absolutely batshit crazy. Entertain yourselves for those 9 minutes because it's a roller coaster ride.
Nine minutes and 22 seconds. It's okay if you're lost for the first 7. We all were too.
The best part about that is Mandy asked me what I was screaming about. And then when I explained to her that I was wrong and that I said, so you were screaming at Charles because you were wrong. And I said, yes. And she goes, well, that's not a surprise. And I was like, what? And I was yelling, no, that you were wrong. And I said, oh, even better. Thank you. Oh, man. Appreciate that one.
Hey, yeah. No. Rachel doesn't even ask questions anymore. It used to be like this soft voice. How was the podcast? And now it's just, oh, you're all done?
Here's the thing. Anybody that listens to those 9 minutes is going to have questions. A lot of them. A lot of freaking questions. One, why are you raising your voice when he's not raising his? Two, why are you even yelling? Three, who are you talking to? Yourself.
Me. Four, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Four, exactly.
We were able to, by like minute 7:40 to 8:20, we were able to all get on the same page. And it's funny, as much as you were wrong, he wasn't wrong. And we'll go to the episode tomorrow. You'll check it out. Or, well, by the time you hear this, you may have already.
If you want to just skip to it, it's like a minute, or not a minute, it's like an hour and something into it. And it goes for 9 minutes and 22 seconds.
So it should be fun. But we got a lot going on today.
Yeah,
I mean, right now.
I think I cut you off when you were talking about Major League Baseball, just so that we can argue about nothing.
We'll absolutely jump into that. I'm excited. We've got the WNBA draft happening right before our eyes.
Oh, I have to pull this up.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
We're going to witness. Is there any chance that Kalen doesn't go number one?
I don't think so. And I've got so much to say about this. There's been a lot of people talking out their ass, and there is going to be a lot of people who look stupid.
Oh, there's gonna be a lot of eating the crow.
Oh my God, especially
Indiana's on the clock right now, huh?
Yeah, and I respect the hell out of her, but Caroline Peck needs to, and Jay Williams, like, they need to go out to lunch together and find out where their new place of employment is. Like, you can't, like, some of the shit Caroline's been saying, like, you can't be that dumb and have been that great of a basketball player. But here we go. With the number one pick in the WNBA, the Indiana Fever select.
Oh, what a surprise.
Caitlin Clark, Iowa.
Man, what a surprise. Congratulations.
I think Angela Reese goes next.
Congratulations. Like Charles said, I think you said this earlier. They announced every one of her games will be broadcast.
Yeah, we're talking over 90% of Caitlin's games will be broadcasted on television. I believe ESPN networks in its entirety.
Good for them for figuring that out.
Yeah.
They're going to help the WNBA. They're going to throw them a solid. And hopefully the attendance goes up as well.
So right now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now on Google, per Google search, the WNBA tickets is being searched in the United States and globally more than it's ever been at its highest peak.
So is the Indiana Fever in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was hoping maybe it would be closer to us and we could go. Would they play in Chicago, maybe?
The Chicago Sky?
Yeah.
That's a team, I believe.
Maybe we can go catch a Chicago game.
Yeah. And we'll have to go next year. I believe at this point, if Indiana...
It's going to be sold out.
They're sold out,
I bet you if you go and try to get tickets for the Indiana basketball games right now, that it's going to tell you that there's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of traffic going on.
Bro, the WNBA is getting their NBA story. Okay, so I believe the Spark are on the clock, the LA Spark.
Yeah, I don't know the logo.
The Los Angeles Sparks. Yeah. Yes, okay, so LA the Los Sparks. Angeles Sparks. So we're talking LA versus Indiana. I mean, you're talking, we could be seeing the Spark with Angela Reese. That's their story right now. That's what the WNBA is hoping for. Congratulations to them. We're excited to see where the game is. But now right back to this Caroline Peck situation. And I might take heat for this, and I'm okay with this. Okay.
Well, elaborate for me the entire.
Okay, so Caroline has been on record multiple times, and now a few of her counterparts left and right are also jumping on this bandwagon. And it befuddles me. But they're basically saying Caitlin Clark is not going to be good. That she's going to average about 12 to 17 points if she's lucky. That the WNBA is going to lock her down. That she's not ready for the WNBA. And okay, I get that.
Okay.
Sure. But let me ask you a question here. And I want to ask the listeners this question also. When you turn on a college women's basketball game or a WNBA basketball game and the score is 36 to 49 at the end of the game, is that because women's basketball defense is so fucking elite that they can't make a goddamn basket? Or is that because they don't have no fucking shooters?
Probably don't have the shooters.
They don't have no fucking shooters. That's what it is. And I'm not saying this to be a fucking dick. It's the goddamn truth. So you can't sit here and tell me that the WNBA has lockdown defense and they're going to lock down Caitlin Clark, right? Because here's my other question. I've watched the NBA a really long time. I've watched basketball a really long time. And second this, if you want, or let's digest it afterwards. But in my humble opinion, if you can shoot the fucking ball in AAU, if you can shoot the ball in fucking high school, if you can shoot the ball in goddamn college, you can shoot the fucking ball in the NBA or the WNBA. That isn't something that just fucking magically goes away, right?
No, and a lot of college players go to even regular men go to the NBA and say it's a lot easier to score in the NBA than it is in college because they play defense in college.
Where this asinine bullshit is coming from, all these former WNBA number one picks who never got the spotlight that Caitlin Clark's getting right now. God forbid they allow anyone to toot the horn. Shooters don't shoot in the NBA. You mean to tell me Kobe Bryant coming out of high school had a hard fucking time shooting the ball in the NBA? Making buckets?
We're going to say it's jealousy.
That's jealousy. I indubitably. 110% I had to go grab 4 extra jars of peanut butter because of the amount of jelly leaking out of my fucking TV. I was able to create peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch for the next 3 fucking weeks. You got to be shitting me. You've got the most spotlight you've ever had on your sport, and you're up there like a petty fuck talking out your fucking ass like shooters can't shoot in the NBA, and you got idiots on the fucking sideline in major televised events telling a pickup game to pass the ball more.
Exactly. Who's a better passer that's going to be coming into the league than her?
And there's the key factor.
Well, that's the other thing. So the only way she can be elite is if she scores, 30?
32 points a game. What about 21, 22 better. Points a game, 7 assists, a couple rebounds?
And what if that team wins an extra 20?
That's a WNBA first team all-star. Yeah. Go down the list of the starting 5. They didn't do any better.
No. What's a great... Let's just pull it up right now. Last year, what do you think off the top of your head? Who was a leader? WNBA was probably about 23, 24 points.
No. Okay, so now there are shooters in the WNBA right now.
Well, I just meant to make her like an elite scorer.
Her an elite scorer in the NBA, I'm saying 25 points a game.
Okay. So it's nothing crazy. Like, we're not talking
25 points a game. And I'm not putting the bar lower because it's a woman, right? Because right now we're talking about shooters. And I don't think the WNBA has ever seen a shooter like this, where you have to guard her at half court. And you're going to have all this pride running at her at half court to guard her. And she's going to drop that tiny little bounce pass in between your legs and be dropping 2s all day. And now you got to rethink your double team. I just don't understand how somebody with the statue of Caroline Peck can go up there and go, oh, she's going to score 12 points. She's got range from everywhere. She's shot the ball better than any player ever, men or women, in the past, which means Caroline Peck, you were part of that past.
Right. And Charles, by the way, yeah, if she only averages 17, she's still 11th in the league.
11th in the league.
11th in the league.
So that's what I'm saying. So you're like, you've taken this web where the shooters of the current WNBA are the standard to whom is even that graph you showed. If there's this graph out there, go and look up, you, listeners out there, seriously, go and look up the difference between Caitlin Clark and every single other fucking women's basketball player.
Another stat. Can I give you another stat? Yeah. That you are going to lose it because you are going to say my fucking point exactly. So Jewel Lloyd for Seattle led the league in points per game, 24.7. She took 20.3 shots on average and shot 37% from the field. You don't think
I'm telling you, it's going to be mind numbing. You can't sit there and look at the numbers without being a staunchy bitch and go, this isn't going to fucking fold over.
No,
the WNBA is not, again, I hate to have to say it this way, but the WNBA is not elite talent. Y'all ain't scoring 70 combined points in y'all's entire game because the defense is so elite. The league has never seen a shooter what's about to enter that league. Sabrina Ionescu, fantastic shooter, fantastic player. What she's done, a three-point, yada, 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 and amazeballs. Clark is going to dwarf that.
Well, the other half of that, they're acting like she doesn't want this. Like, she's just going through the motions.
Like she's got backyard work ethic.
This is her childhood dream. She has worked her entire life for this. Worked her ass off. She was devastated when they made the natty twice and lost.
Here's a funny thing that our listeners probably don't know. Why I know, I have no idea. But where was Prada for you? Where was Prada for every other WNBA draft up until this one? Where was Prada? Nowhere. They wanted nothing to do with you. So don't sit here and take the hand that's feeding you and start biting it. Like, you never look a gifted horse in the mouth. Okay, for those of you who don't understand why you don't look a gifted horse in the mouth, in order to see how old a horse is, you look at its fucking teeth, right? Well, if I gave you a free horse, who cares how old it is? Check it on your own fucking time.
Here's the other thing, Charles. I think we're both going to get a kick out of this one.
Yes, sir.
The fact that they're ripping on her has a lot to do not just with jealousy. We're not going to play a race card or anything like this.
I believe it's
flat out that she's generational talent. She's number one.
Yeah.
This is just a lot of haterade that someone poured a big ass Kool-Aid full of haterade.
I tell you what, dude.
They're just drinking around the fucking water cooler.
This might break the internet. Whoa, the LA Spark shocked the world and they picked Cameron Brink.
Yeah, I see this.
Whoa, Stanford.
Great player, fantastic player.
She's a beast. She's going to do well in the league. She's, again, another player that was formed out of the new women's farm system. I was talking about it on this last episode we had about the AAU girls negative, basketball.
But the entire reason why Angel probably isn't being picked right now, let's just be honest, it's attitude.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I thought the attitude would have fit well in LA, though, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, these organizations are ran a hell of a lot smarter than most of us realize.
Oh, Phoenix is on the clock. Does Phoenix need a center or a guard? Well, no, she's a small forward. My bad.
Yeah.
But the thing is, man, Cardoso's on the freaking. Mm-hmm. Camila's on there. Camila's a better player for me.
At this point, okay, so Angela didn't go too. And maybe that was a shock that wasn't supposed to be a shock. These are fresh eyes watching this. If she doesn't go two, and the names you're naming, I think, are better, especially that gal from South Carolina.
Yeah. So Chicago's on the clock? What is this?
No, Chicago Sky picks seventh, my understanding. Yeah.
Well, they got five and seven. What? Wait a minute here.
They could.
I'm losing my mind here.
Chicago Sky's been pretty terrible. Although this could be scripted. This could be scripted, and maybe we do see. I was just thinking. I said, I think we'll see Reese go five. We'll see Reese go five.
Well, let's roll into some other things.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll keep an eye on this WNBA saga.
Hey, when in our lives did we think we were going to start the show talking about the WNBA?
Just this year.
Yeah, probably just this year. I was thinking that too.
Is the WNBA or is college and the WNBA draft going to be this exciting next year? There's a lot of talent left in that WNBA, but we'll see. We shall see. It's obviously rolling downhill, so there's a head of steam. We'll see how long it lasts. You want to hit the NBA real quick?
We got the NBA playoffs rolling through. The Knicks snuck in. The Knicks did everything they possibly could to win the number two seed last night. Going to overtime and playing what? They played a guy like almost 48 minutes or 50 minutes or something.
Jalen Brunson.
Insanity. That was desperation. They wanted that two seed. Congratulations, New York.
Yeah, and they needed it. It's the difference between playing.
Yeah, it's a big difference. There's a whole different side of the bracket. Yeah.
Actually, we were about to discuss this. Something just smacked me in the face.
All right.
Being deep in Milwaukee Buck country and being surrounded, not you, but being surrounded by Fairweather fans.
Okay, the Bucks fans?
Yeah. So hear me out. The two seed is going to play either the 76ers or the Miami Heat. You have a healthy MVP in Joel Embiid, who he is a regular season boss. And he's been hurt in the playoffs, so we're talking healthy. This could be exciting. He could shut me up for sure. He could shut me up for sure because, I mean, his playoff drop last year from what he did in the regular season to what he did in the playoffs was laughable. And I'll never forget that. But I could be silenced by his production this year. So you've got the play-in game coming in right now. You've got the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
And then you've got the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. The winner of the Bulls-Hawks game. Both teams
limping into the playoffs, the Bulls. Absolutely.
Congratulations, Detroit Pistons, on 14 large wins, the same number of wins as your football team got, the Detroit Lions, which is fantastic. I think the Tigers are about to beat you, and they just started their season.
And they beat them within 25 games.
You had 82 games, and you managed 14. There is a little bit of news from the clown himself, Tom Gorez, Mr. Billionaire Sahisi. For those of you who do not know, Facebook and him were upset with me, and they tagged me with bullying and harassment for calling him a clown. Hand to God, I called him a clown on Facebook. Banned. I had a review. They got back to me 109 days later and told me, yeah, I'm a bully. Eat dick, Tom G from Charles S. But 14 wins. The news is they're going to go in a different direction for the head of basketball operations. There's a handful of people who are like, but he brought in Cade Cunningham. When you got the number one draft pick, you ain't got a choice but to bring in the guy who's standing there waiting. So blow up somebody else's horn. Back to the playoffs, unless you wanted to add to that.
No, I was in agreement to the fact that they got rid of him. It was fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
As long as they didn't get rid of Gores, they didn't trade the team to a team that wants to win, to an owner that wants to win. So it's not going to nothing.
So I'm still not buying a damn thing. Yep. I'm still barely watching them. As long as Tom owns that team, any portion of it, even 10 damn percent, I will never, ever support the Detroit Pistons.
This will explain something to you. I don't have a Pistons autograph card. I do have one, and it's of my father and I's best favorite player, Bill Laimbeer. It's a fantastic autograph. Yeah. It's very sexy.
Yeah.
He's very nice handwriting.
Yeah, Bill's a good dude too.
But that was the Bad Boys, and that to me, that was the Pistons. These aren't the Pistons.
Yeah, Camilla goes third.
Yeah,
Camilla Cardoso goes third.
All right, see,
I figured if she didn't go two, she was going five. That's what I figured.
All right,
but yes.
So here's the ticker. I think you were going to get on this. You were going to talk about the Bucks and the Fairweather fans, dude. They're 1-4 versus Indiana this year.
Oh, and it's a terrible matchup for us. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we've got a much better chance against Indiana than we do the 76ers in the first round.
If Giannis is not completely
limping, that's what I'm saying. Limping into this matchup, we've got two people to worry about with Indiana. They're great. They're awesome players. Oshkosh homegrown. We love the kid. He's fantastic. I believe we all have cards with him. I think some of us are still searching for some autographed memorabilia, yada, yada.
The only deal is you can't go down. You can't go down 0-1 at home.
Yeah. See, again, too, though, if you're fighting tough, Doc Rivers has got a lot to prove. And here it is. You've heard me all season long. I'm like, listen, it's the fucking regular season. We just have to get to the playoffs. We've got Dame Time and Giannis Antetokounmpo. We just have to get to the playoffs. And we got Chris Middleton. You got Bobby Portis.
You got Portis.
Yeah, you got Green.
You got Lopez.
We got Lopez.
We got dudes.
We got dogs. Yeah. We've got proven champions. Plus one who needs a ring, right? But here we go. Now's the time to shine. We've got Indiana. I think this is a great story for the NBA because I'm telling you right now, Milwaukee and Indiana, we do not like each other. So much so, bro, that I'm starting to just lean back a little bit further when I see that Indiana license plate, right?
Because
I don't want my car to think that it needs to kick in the auto collision.
You don't want to be tainted here either.
That's what I'm saying. I don't need that smoke. I don't need that gas. The pippity pass. For this cat, that's what I'm saying, dude, for real.
Pippity pass
for this cat, man. I'm telling you right now. It's starting to piss me off.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I love that as a fan because they're playing great basketball. They're a good team. I love to see Indiana back. But again, they're the number six seed, right? And at one point in time, did we stop recognizing that a number one seed is a number one seed? We've just talked about the East. Congratulations, Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll get to the West soon.
Yeah.
They're getting. How do you win the number one seed and be more or less considered a one and done because you're young? What the fuck?
Yeah, we're gonna get to the West. The fact that Lakers are in the play-in game versus New Orleans.
Absolutely, we got a lot to talk.
And Golden State, yes, dude. This could make it. This could be a Golden State Lakers matchup. I'm loving what could possibly be, but not until obviously later. In the playoffs.
Still,
this could be fantastic. Absolutely. Both of them win.
So let's do our pick-ems on the East here real quick because we're gonna touch back on that Milwaukee thing because I think we got lucky. I think we need to earn it, but I think we got lucky with this number three seed because the Knicks put in all that effort to play who I'm pretty sure is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers.
I'm just upset that the way they played over the last 10 games. That's
I agree.
I'm not upset with the three seed at all.
Yeah. No. I agree. Bro, I went dead quiet. I could not say anything because nobody was wrong. I'm just the guy banking that playoff basketball is different than regular season basketball. Playoff football is different.
Come on. They actually try in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. You got defense. You got
a lot
like,
different. Yeah. Lot
and hell, different. Damian Lillard has missed so many fucking games. That dude's got to be healthy as shit. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay, so we've got a calf strain. Coming in again to the season, coming into the playoffs, but right now we've got Dame Time.
All right.
Okay? Dame Time in the playoffs is fantastic.
You want to get into these games first? You want to get into these playing games?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Right. Who do you got with Chicago and Atlanta?
All right, Chicago and Atlanta, it's in Chi-Town, but here's the problem. Chicago's been limping in too.
Micaiah Jackson.
I don't know, man. I believe the Bulls are like a couple-point favorite, but man... I feel like Atlanta's going to knock the Bulls out. This is going to be a one-and-done deal. The Bulls have limped their way in the playoffs for the last 3 years with, I believe, Billy Donovan as their coach.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I got Atlanta on this one, even though it's a three-point.
Bulls lose, Billy goes to Kentucky.
You think so?
Absolutely.
All right. That was the scuttlebutt the entire time. Who do you got?
I like Atlanta in this one. I do. I like Trae Young in the playoffs. I like him for one game. I always like Trae Young in the playoffs for one game. Absolutely. He's a dog. He's not going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but give him 10 years on that ticker and he'll get in.
I think you and I are both in agreement on the second game.
Yeah, absolutely. I like Atlanta in this one. I appreciate what Chicago has done. I like their head coach. I don't know where Chicago is. I know Chicago's better than Detroit, and I guess that's really all I could say about that one. But I do, looking at the numbers, looking at everything coming into it, the last 10.
Atlanta's more consistent over the last month.
Chicago turned something on to end it. They went 5-5. They lost one to end the season, but Atlanta went 3-7. Yeah, that's what I said. You know, well, they turned it on.
Well, the thing is, Atlanta was in like seventh place. And they pissed it away by going 3-7.
Yeah.
Now, they could have not been in this play-in game. Yep. Well, no, they still would have been in the play-in game.
So maybe there's something we don't know there, right? You're like, hey, at a certain point in the season, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. We don't want to play Boston when we win. And let's start resting our guys, because even if we lose 3-7 out of the next 10, we're in the playoffs no matter what. Because Brooklyn, Toronto, Charlotte, Washington, they weren't going to do it. And I think Detroit's in the Eastern Conference. I just don't even know if they fucking play basketball anymore.
I don't even know if they're in it anymore either.
Are they even on TV? I don't know. Like, maybe when they play other teams.
Well, every now and then they're on ESPN, but the highlights are usually when somebody's dunking over top somebody else.
To be honest, the only time I remember them even being on national TV was when they were getting close to the record for losing the most games in a fucking row.
So I think we're both in agreement. We will pick Philly pretty much. Embiid's not going to let that team lose. He's going to take him on his back.
But then you'll have Milwaukee, Indiana. I like Milwaukee in five.
But here's the kicker for the other play-in games in the West, dude.
Yeah, let's break that down.
I wanted to break down the ticket prices for you. That's all.
Oh man, So
the Atlanta Chicago game in Chicago tomorrow night, you can get a ticket for $47. Miami, Philly, $35. $92 for the Golden State at Sacramento game. But if you want to go see LeBron play New Orleans, it's a measly $17. That's insane to go see LeBron play.
Wait,
what the hell? Yeah, $17 in New Orleans to go see him play.
Oh, that's in New Orleans. Hey,
but still, you get to see one of the greatest basketball players of this recent time. As much as I don't like LeBron, he's still a great basketball player. I hated Jordan when he beat our ass, but I respected the guy, and I'd go watch him play basketball any day, every day.
I can't stand LeBron, but I went and watched him play and was enamored the whole time. Couldn't believe it. It was literally like watching a college kid against fifth graders. But they were playing the Pistons, so
you got Indiana, Milwaukee. You've got the Bucks in what did you say? Six?
Five. I got Milwaukee in five.
I got them in six. I think they're gonna drop one at home to go 1-1, and they're gonna win one.
Yeah.
Indiana, they're gonna go with it'll be 1-2, 2-2.
Yeah.
And then they will finish her off.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We might not
they play
be as
seven.
Smart as do they play seven? Is it
They switched it.
Okay. I'm like, we are smarter than we think we are, right? Like,
well, remember, it used to be the 5-5.
It used to be 5-5, 5-5-7. Yeah.
Well, see,
you got to bank on that marketing. You got to get that money. Why take a couple games away if you don't need to?
Well, that's the other thing. If the playoffs have some kind of hiccup or something, they get done usually the beginning of June. If they have some kind of hiccup where a couple games get canceled or pushed back, they could literally only be like a week between the NBA draft and the end of the NBA finals.
Yeah. Shout out TDS for being absolute trash.
Again.
The absolute worst thing I've ever seen in my life. For the last 3 days, the TV just shuts off. And then I got to power it up. And it's shout out TDS. Well done.
So the only other matchup that is decided right now is the Orlando-Cleveland.
Orlando-Cleveland?
Well, because the other ones are to be determined because of the play-in games.
Hold on, I'm lost. Where are we? Where's Orlando and Cleveland? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay,
we don't know who the teams are yet, so we can't really give an analysis.
Yeah, absolutely. So Orlando, Cleveland. Man.
I like Orlando this year a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Probably because they got a bunch of Michigan players, but. And they got Paolo
Banchero. I'm trying to figure out. If I'm excited for Orlando because they finally have lifted the Shaquille O'Neal curse.
The Anthony Hardaway Shaquille O'Neal curse?
Yeah. Did they finally get rid of it? It's not just the organization's fault. It's the whole goddamn city's fault. 80% of you saying bye. The story could not have been better. And then for you to bring him back and... What did you do? Put his jersey in the rafters?
Yeah, but did you ever hear the reason why that is there? They were talking about it's like this. They called it the Scott Skiles because he was the point guard there for forever.
Yeah,
they called it was him because they were on the brink of beating. I think it might have been Reggie Miller and those guys back in the day to make the playoffs. And I believe he just kept jacking up triples and he missed three or four in a row and they didn't make the playoffs. Then everybody's all they're cursed. They never even came close after that until they got Shaq and Hardaway.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, too. Yeah, it's just that's where pride really tickles you pink. All right, we're about to see the number 5th pick.
Interesting.
Oh, J.C. Sheldon. Bro, did we get media duped?
Well, I don't know if we got duped. I think maybe these people just didn't know what they were talking about.
Do you think you really not know?
I think the NFL draft is going to be like this. I think the NFL is going to be just as bad.
Dude, the amount of analysts that have decided the pro day and NFL combine meant more than fucking game day blow my mind, dude.
You saw last night with all of our, we all had different players in different positions on our draft board. And that was because I thought that some of these players were better fits. I didn't think any of those players were like a better player, but I thought they were a better fit for that team that could have drafted them in the position that they're at.
Absolutely. That we talked about it when we were dealing with the wide receivers. I'm telling you, if Roman Wilson ends up getting into a position where he plays like a Wes Welker role.
Like a Kansas City type deal?
Yeah.
Apparently, Rashee Rice is in deep shit.
Oh, yeah, millions. Yeah.
And who's to say Kansas City doesn't take him?
And I fucked up and listened to a major media news source thinking that I could trust their sources, and boy, was I wrong. So we're waiting to touch on that until more information comes out. But yeah, that's everything. Oh, my God, that dude's...
Well, I was just looking at they're seeking millions, and he don't have millions. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
That boy in trouble. But again, ever since the Ray Rice incident with the NFL, shit goes under the rug pretty quickly. So we'll see what, like I said, we'll see what comes of that. Shout out racing on a freeway. Why?
Well,
hashtag why couldn't Darwin take care of things? Hashtag figure it out. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Anywho, we're just getting duped, bros. We're getting duped, bros.
This WNBA thing is just really flipping you the lid, right?
JC and her sister. Well done. Well done. That's a beautiful story. You guys should check that out. Ohio State's point guard there. She just went number 5. So far, quick recap since I'm looking at it. Caitlin Clark, 1. Cameron Brink, 2. I'm terrible with her name. We'll call her Camila, 3. Yeah.
Cardoso.
Rakia Jackson, 4. And JC, 5. Interesting. Intrado. Okay, so we were on Cleveland, Orlando. I took us on a side mission.
No, we're good.
Making fun of Orlando, Florida. We'll bring that back. You like Orlando in this one. I don't see them yet. And that might be because I didn't hear much about them. I'm shocked they're 5. If sitting in this chair right now, and this may be a me thing. I didn't even know they were in the playoffs, dude.
They had games where they literally beat like Denver a couple times. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
So they were 32-20 in their conference, 9-7 in the division. They played way better at home than away.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that bodes better for Cleveland as the 4. They're going to get the more home games. Away, they were 18-23. At home, they were 29-12. But, I mean, they averaged 110.5 a game, and they gave up 108.5. Cleveland, they got a 2-point positive point differential, right? But Cleveland on the other side of that's got a 2.4. I mean, until you get to the top, the whole fucking thing's pick 'em.
Oh, yeah. Maybe 5 or 6 like teams that even have a shot of winning the championship out of these like 19 or 18 teams, 18 teams, 20 teams.
Yeah. The 1 seed is making out like a bank, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Boston's going to end up playing Chicago. Yeah, Boston's going to end up playing Chicago or Atlanta. And New York is in trouble. They're going to be playing Philadelphia, and
good
luck, New York. But hey, if New York can get out of that dogfight, right? Let's say New York makes it out of that dogfight against Philadelphia. I don't think they're going to. Aliyah Edwards, 6.
We were wrong.
Oh, holy moly.
You're a little wrong. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. How can you be that wrong? And every one of those people, Caitlin, are like, what the fuck? Holy shit. Oh, man. What was that? Oh, bum.
Well, no. The NBA is one of those wacky things where there's power teams, there's elite teams.
Well, and you mentioning that, 100. Western City, number one seed, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, Dallas. I think Oklahoma City, Dallas, Denver, and I just don't see Phoenix competing.
But Phoenix coming into the playoffs last 10, 7-3. They're 25 and 16 at home. They're 24 and 17 away. The thing with Phoenix is they were just hurt all season.
Yeah. Well, they're
not. Are they going to stay healthy in the playoffs?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. They're saying that a 7-game series is not, they're not built for it because they're old.
Well, and they've got the Minnesota Timberwolves.
They're not good. Anthony really, Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole Western Conference, Towns. Dude. The whole Western Conference is on a win streak coming in, except the Sacramento Kings.
Right. Yeah.
You got Golden State at 8-2, the Lakers 7-3. Oh, the Pelicans good 5-5. Dallas Mavericks 7-3. Phoenix 7-3. Yeah. Clippers and Wolves 6-4. Nuggets 6-4. Oklahoma 7-3. And the point differential isn't as dramatic as the East, but Oklahoma City has been blowing opponents out, and they're scoring the most points per game in this entire tournament out of everybody, from what it appears. They're averaging over 120 points a game while giving up less than 113. Boston, there it is. Never mind. I was looking at something weird. Boston's scoring 120.6, and the Thunder is 120.1. But where's the love for Oklahoma City? To be honest, I was shocked the Oklahoma City Thunder made it to the number one seed, because of what I've been hearing over the last week or so, that Oklahoma City is a one and done. How do you become the number one seed in the stacked Western Conference? You've played 82 fucking games. You come out the number one seed. Home field fucking playoffs. Home court playoffs, the whole thing.
I want to throw shade. Jackson Chirio just hit his third dinger the last inning. It's just to rub a little more salt into that fucking wound from yesterday, Charles. Just and Jackson Holiday struck out again for the 19th time.
Dude, he's been, I'm telling you, yeah, he struck out like 8 out of 13 times.
Not even that, Charles. Jackson Chirio is 2-for-2 with 2 runs, 2 RBIs, a dinger, and he's batting .274.
And this team just got done beating up. They just took 2-of-1 from L.A. at L.A.
I told Mandy, I said, I can't wait to go to the game. I said, everybody says this team is different.
Dude, wait till we break into this. I'm so fucking excited, dude. They are so different.
We can break into it. Just give her out. Let's get our NBA.
Let's give the picks real quick. Let's give it justice. So you got Minnesota. Okay, so we'll go in the playing games. Golden State versus Sacramento. Who do you got with that one?
I got Golden State. The world champions, you just can't go against them.
I like the Sacramento Kings in this one. They're younger, they're faster, they're going to play hungrier than the old guys. I think Golden State is done. They've had too much drama. I'm sick of the Draymond Green. I want him out of the playoffs.
Hey, what about this take? If Draymond doesn't get a T and kick somebody in the nuts, Golden State wins.
I like
But see, that's an over and under 50-50 coin toss, because he's going to lose his shit if they start falling behind.
Hey, by the way, too, baseball right here. This Jackson.
It's only going up, Charles. It's only going up in price
now. It's going up, baby. It's going up. I told the people there, I said, that's not that price. They're like, yeah. I said, it's not going to be that price next week.
Won't be that price for long.
Holy poop, man. I'm stoked. All right, so we've got. I'm sorry. I just love
pulling memorabilia off the wall just to show everybody.
I love it. I'm gonna get my Freelick jersey signed too by Sally Boy.
There you go.
By old Sally Boy, man. I love Sal too. Funny story about that. Once we get to it, okay. And then we've got I'm gonna take the Kings in this one. I think they're gonna play hungrier. They're fast. I love Fox. That dude's a track star. That dude's the Flash. Who can dribble and shoot. And I don't think Barry Allen can dribble and shoot. So I think I would not be shocked if Golden State, because coming in 8-2, they're the hottest team coming into the playoffs. They've been there. They know it. I like that pick. That's a smart pick. I've got a feeling Sacramento is pissed at Golden State and they're sick of getting knocked out by them.
Yeah.
So then you've got the Los Angeles Lakers versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson.
Zioni.
Brandon Ingram.
Who else they got there? They got some players. They got that cornrow dude. I love watching them play.
I love watching all of them. I love watching New Orleans play.
And I could not be. There is a large sum of people who think the NBA playoffs will not be the same if LeBron or Steph Curry isn't in there. And I'm here to tell you that the old guys are done. I'm picking New Orleans. The old guys are out of here. Phoenix is going to lose in the first round. I got them out of here too. The old is dead. They were great and they were fun to watch, but Anthony Edwards is so exciting. That dude is a baller. The Boston Celtics are exciting to watch. Ballers. You've got Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler. You've just got Milwaukee. Looking at this, you got the LA Clippers. They're old too, but they're a different old. But you're going to be going up against Dallas Mavericks, who may be the best team coming in between what Luka and Kyrie are doing right now together. Yeah. It's crazy, right? I do. I like the young. And if you're asking me my pick, bro, I like the young in almost all of them, actually. Who do you got in the Pelicans-Lakers game?
I want the Pelicans to win, but for some reason, some way, the NBA still needs that LeBron matchup in the playoffs to make the playoffs. And it's not a conspiracy thing. I was just saying,
no,
they're good. The Lakers are good enough to win. So
yeah,
I just feel like,
got a great
I feel
team.
Like they're going to find a way. They'll find a way to win.
If LeBron loses, does he retire? I think the Lakers are better without LeBron.
They probably would be.
Yeah, absolutely. And if he doesn't retire and he's in next year's All-Star game, I'm not watching it. That was the absolute... I don't even know if I'm watching next year's NBA All-Star game. We'll get to that later. Fuck it. Take the day off, everyone. Oh, my God. Terrible. But so you got LA. I got New Orleans. That's it. The Western Conference is so stacked, dude. I thought that you and I were going to be split on a lot of these picks. So then you've got Minnesota and Phoenix. I think we're both on the same page on that one. We like Minnesota on that one. Yep, I like Minnesota on that one. And then you've got the LA Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. I don't trust the Clippers. You can't just magically decide this is the year we're going to stay healthy.
And I think a lot of people are on board with that. Yeah, Dallas.
I like Dallas. Okay, so now you're going to get either the Oklahoma City versus the Pelicans to me, or Oklahoma City versus the Sacramento Kings is going to be a way better series than the Oklahoma City Golden State Warriors, but either one of those, I like Oklahoma City to get out of the first round. I really do. They're 33-8 at home.
Yeah.
But you've got Denver 33-8 at home also. I see it being Denver versus Oklahoma City for the Western Conference Championship. Our boy just caught the ball real nice, too. He's been so good.
I tend to agree. Except for I think that they might run into a buzzsaw beforehand. I can see that. Or they're just going to get gassed out. If they have to go to a 7-game series with anybody, Oklahoma City, Denver's built to win it. But
they are my pick for this year's championship.
Yeah.
I think we're both
in agreement that Denver is probably the favorite.
If Milwaukee had won 50 games this year, I would have to pick Milwaukee versus Denver. But I don't think if Kristaps Porzingis plays like the unicorn he was supposed to be in these playoffs.
The unicorn.
We're in trouble.
We're in the unicorn that he's supposed to be. That guy. If that guy plays like the unicorn that he's supposed to be. Oh boy, that's a new one. He should make him a Funko with a unicorn out with a football stuck or a basketball stuck on top.
I'm telling you, every goddamn European that's come over the last decade has been a unicorn the league has never seen before. We're going through it again with Victor Wembanyama.
Did you see the NBA draft prospects for this year? There's another French guy coming over.
Yeah, a baller, dude.
Are the Pistons going to get effed out of this one, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As long as Tom Gores is the owner, yes.
There's a Piston
I don't think the
fan.
NBA wants that. I don't. The NBA doesn't want him there no more.
Charles, there's a Piston fan that comments on every Piston. He's probably somebody we should have on the show because he's just like us. He hates Gores and he hates all this shit. He commented on what I commented on. He goes, it's fixed. He goes, I go, yeah. The only two times that Sacramento or San Antonio got the number one pick, they had the worst odds to get it. Or tied for the worst odds to get it, which is 13 or 8% or something. And they got it. He goes, yeah, and guess what odds they're going to have this year? They won 17 or 18 games. So he goes,
it's so rigged. Okay.
They're in the lottery again this year. What if they get the number one pick and they get another French guy?
Oh, okay. So you've got the best chance to get the number one pick. And it's... we'll say 13%. And if you have a chance to get the number five pick, you have a 0.2% chance, right? Here's something I don't understand. Let's say that number five pick somehow gets the number one pick. How does that magically make the number one pick the number five pick? How isn't it just drops down the board, right? How does it magically just completely bump the number one to number six? What the fuck is that?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Why didn't they at least get top three? What did they say? The odds of them getting the sixth pick after having the best odds to get the number one pick? It's like you putting your hand in a hat and pulling out, say you have $1,000 in there and there's only 10 ones. You pull out a $100 bill every time. Yeah. That would be like the odds of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single fucking time. Dude, what I truly believe is that the NBA wants Tom Gores gone. I think then there is going to be a whole slew of things that come out over the next decade. And it's going to be a really long process. And I'm not on board. I'm not fucking on board. I don't care if you win an NBA championship in the next 5 years with TG as your owner. I will never support anything. I won't buy a damn thing. If I happen to get some kind of sports memorabilia in a box situation, it's going to stay in that damn box and go hide in a corner. I'm not going to send it out in the world. I'm not going to gift it to anyone. It's because I want nothing to do with that individual, period. It's crazy how you... And the fact that you can still fit 18,000 people in the stadium because you're selling tickets for $3.50 because $2 is your bottom line.
With a soda and a glizzy.
And you're like, well, we're still a product. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're a product of something. And I usually wipe my TG with it afterwards.
my TG with my TP. All right, you wanted to get into baseball now.
Let's do it.
Slicks. A lot of teams were hot. I think I interrupted you the other night when you were trying to make a point about the Kansas City Royals being on a streak here with Witt.
Well, the Bobby Witt Jr. thing to me was more of a I went on a tangent just before the beginning of the year.
Did you go deep?
I was basically yelling at this individual who had
Bobby Witt Jr.
ranked above Jose Altuve. I thought that was the most befuddling fucking thing in the world.
I forgot I have those Topps cards. I got two of them home run cards. God damn it, Charles. I got a Bobby Witt.
You got to jump on that.
I could have been playing this game the whole fucking time. Let's play it as a podcast. You pick the game.
All right. I'll chit-chat while you bring up the list. And we'll definitely do that. Yeah,
I'll tell you who they're playing here.
Yeah. And by the way, today is Jackie Robinson Day. So for those of you out there watching, baseball, you'll notice that all of the players have the number 42 on it. Man, Reese just missed that one. Oh, boy. We're beating the hell out of Musgrove right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I was more or less just befuddled at the thought that Bobby Witt Jr., somebody playing for the Kansas City Royals, could ever beat out a golden hitter like Jose Altuve, cheating or not. You still had to put the bat on the ball, whether you knew what pitch was coming or not. It still takes talent.
We got White Sox, Orioles, and I think he goes up against Corbin Burns, so probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Those two games.
Brewers just beat the hell out of Corbin, too. It was terrible to see, but I wasn't upset. Right. Second game of the Chicago White Sox series.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right,
check this. Did he hit a homer today? Because if he hit a homer today, don't take
that. You're playing right now. It's one zip right now.
Okay. Yeah, I still like that. I still like that. I would jump on it. I would definitely jump on that to hit tomorrow. He's going to hit a home run tomorrow.
Yeah, Pascatino hit a home run. I don't know who that is. I don't know much about these younger players in the American League.
Well, and that there was another thing, too, that kind of took me by surprise was the fact that
there's a lot of rookies this year.
I heard Kansas City was picked to go... Something like, I don't know. Oh, he's safe.
I think you said 70.
75 said
under 70 or something.
Yeah, no, 75. Like 75 is the over-under if you're betting on Vegas. 75.
It's almost 100 losses then.
Yeah, but I thought that 75 was way too high.
Yeah.
Now I'm sitting here telling you that if you've got...
What are they right now?
If you've got the ability to... I would comfortably put 100 or more that Kansas City is going to win more than 75 games.
Well, because if they're winning right now, they can compete. They're 10-6. They got to win 65 out of their next 40.
The way too early week three power rankings also, they've moved up 10 spots. They're in the top 15. And that's what I'm saying. It's the only people that were disrespected more, apparently, than the Kansas City Royals were the Milwaukee Brewers, which, by the way, what is this, the NL Central? Right,
yeah.
So the NL Central minus St. Louis is in the top 10 of the power ranking, and Milwaukee, who just took 4 of 6 in a series of stretches that included at Cincinnati and at Baltimore, which means we only lost 2 games. We lost 1 to Baltimore and we lost 1 to the Cincinnati Reds, but we smacked them.
Yeah,
but they still got Baltimore above us for some reason. And again, I'm guessing that has a hell of a lot of hype to do. Even MLB.com has Jackson Holliday's first major league hit. Chip. It came against the... The second inning and the second game towards the end. Well, I tell you what, though. In games that Holliday gets a hit in, the Orioles win. So far, that's 100. That's 100 for 100 right now.
That's one.
All right, hey, he's the number one prospect. He's got the number one. I tell you, so talking about the number two prospect in Jackson Chirio, I was so befuddled. How can a player receive a 10-year, $85 million contract before you've even stepped in the batter's box in the major leagues?
I don't know, but I'm glad they did.
Bro.
Is this going to go down as probably one of the smartest moves ever in baseball history?
Dude, for one, I think this is definitely a CJ Stroud, Bryce Young situation. I do not see the number one as the number one. I think he'll be just fine. You don't become the number one prospect and not be a good baseball player.
He is Matt Holliday's son. I feel like eventually his dad, they'll get together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like and you did bring up and a very great point. This kid is fresh eyes.
Here's the problem. I wanted to say this, and I think maybe this is what I was angry about, that I wanted you to say that I didn't know how to express it because I was thinking that we were bashing on him. I was like, Baltimore 100% did him dirty and sent him out there when he was not ready. And I said, you let Chirios have an entire year in the minors. You brought this kid right out of fucking high school and said, here you go, dude. Here, congratulations, Jackson Trout. That's what they treat him like.
Absolutely, know? And it pissed me off too because his the first game against the number one and number two prospect in baseball. Were you able to watch that on national television?
Yeah.
So the busy key about that, the game was played on Apple fucking TV Plus, bro.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I was like,
it became such a fucking spectacle. For no reason. And it was terrible, dude. I'm telling you, at his first 10 major league at-bats, he struck out five or six times. He's just, and that tells you you're not ready. So now you're going to have to DFA this kid. It can't be a trial by fire. Sports athletes want to be baseball players.
Baseball's got a weird thing too, right? Okay, this from what I understand, if they brought him up,
yeah,
and if they designate him for assignment and send him down, and they try to bring him back up, he has to stay down for a certain amount of time, I think, yeah, before he can be recalled for assignment.
Absolutely. Yes.
So why not just send him down until possibly the playoffs, until maybe he's ready again? Give the kid an entire season down there in the minors.
Yeah, it was so wild because all of us last year, too, were like, our best fucking prospect isn't even playing right now. He's ready. He was batting like 386.
The point that you made that I actually listened to, yeah, the point that you made that I kept interrupting you constantly is the point you were trying to make is they're making him look worse than he is.
Yes.
Because he's not ready.
Because he's not ready. Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how the major league does move forward. But
Cheerio, you can't tell me. Yeah. You can't tell me that's not impacting jersey sales, autographs, this dude's stock. Probably great for sports cards if you want to go try buying some of his sports cards right now. They probably drop.
Here's the kicker. As soon as that dude gets DFA'd, those prices will never be what they were. And in the near future, I guess never is a strong word because
probably not until he gets good enough.
It would
to
be
make
a playoff situation
game or something. Yeah.
Maybe five years or like you were just saying, he gets DFA'd. Yeah. The O's make the playoffs. Yeah. Let's bring in some spark. Let's bring in a little bit of fresh eyes, fresh legs. He comes up and ends up being like a
DH.
Or he ends up being the damn MLB playoffs MVP. Like,
right,
stock would rise again, but it can't be pressure. You're not the number one prospect in baseball if it's pressure. It's time, right? He just needs time to get adjusted. Well, that adjustment doesn't come in the MLB. Again, it's something very interesting to look into. Almost every single athlete wants to be a baseball player, but only baseball players can be baseball players. That's the only sport in baseball with what, a three-leg farm system? You got double A, and triple A, and there are people who spend 10, 12 years down there to play 3 years in the MLB.
There was just a guy that 10 years in the minors, and he just made his first major league roster this year, and he had a hit. And his family, he beat out the hit. It might have been Angel fucking Hernandez again. They called him out at
he's
first
doing
base.
Such a great job. Yeah, well done, Angel Hernandez. Keep up making, the wonderful job.
Making betters a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
Don't ever bet a game that he's umpiring, for God's sakes. You'll
Jesus.
Lose.
Yeah, do not. Please, listen, we don't get to in Wisconsin yet. Maybe ever.
Not yet. Maybe yet.
For now, well, if Texas gets it before Wisconsin, I'm going to shit my pants.
Texas, yeah.
It looks like Texas is about to get it. So we're going to break down a couple of last-minute baseball things here. We're running up on a clock. But you've got the New York Yankees, they're 12-4, right? And we're going to go into a little bit of expanded stats here, right? They're playing great end day and night. But the one thing that really caught my eye is the Yankees' run scored right now is 79, and their runs against is 58 with a 21+. Okay, so they're the first in the AL East. Now you've got the AL Central, which the Tigers are climbing, they're racing, they're doing well, but talk to me in July. Right now it's the Cleveland Guardians. They're 11-5 with 87 runs scored, 52 runs against with a +35. Cleveland's doing really well. They've got, even when you break into it in their plus in the expanded stats, extra inning, they're 2-0.
Yeah.
But in one run games, they're 2-3. I don't like Cleveland to finish the year if they don't fix that. The New York Yankees in one run games right now, 6-1. That's something you can hold your hat on. We'll see if injuries and. So you've got the Texas Rangers. The AL West seems like they're in trouble. The Rangers at 8-8 right now, 86 runs for, 72 against. That whole league's fucking up. You got the Rangers, Los Angeles, Angels. Mike Trout is being phenomenal, but that is normal until he gets hurt, trying to do too much for a team that doesn't deserve him.
You know
Oakland,
who leads the American League in runs scored? Kansas City.
Yeah.
Their run differential is
+37. Absolutely. 85-48. I don't like Cleveland. I like Kansas City to win the AL Central.
You were getting to this. Maybe you're just getting around to it.
That's a little bit of baseball magic here. Yeah. The NL East is looking exciting, to be honest with you, but I don't understand a lot of things right now. The Atlanta Braves, they're 9-5. They're the number one team in baseball. No, actually, the new power rankings have the Yankees as the number one, Braves as the number two, Dodgers 3, Baltimore 4, Milwaukee Brewers 5, up 13 or 10 spots or some shit like that.
Yeah, the Brewers are very scrappy. A completely different type of baseball than they've played in the past.
10-4. 10-4. We're looking to be, if this continues, we're in the top of the fourth with a 3-run lead on San Diego. Our bullpen right now is kind of an issue, but our bats have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the Milwaukee Brewers, 10-4. We're 6-4 in the last 10. Runs for, 91.
Yeah.
Runs against, 60. That's not our starting pitcher. It's not our setup or our closer.
I think about
it's our middle relievers right now.
Middle relief bullpen.
Yeah. It's our, and that is so fine because we're trying to figure out the middle of, because it's 162 damn games.
We still gave up the least amount of runs in the National League. Nobody else is giving up. 63 is the Pirates. This is the closest.
Exactly. The NL Central has three teams in the top 10 right now. You've got Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and Chicago, and they're all doing pretty well. They're scoring runs. They're scoring as they need to. You're getting runs in the first four innings, and then it's like you didn't see anything. Bro, the small ball is ridiculous. There's two people where you're like, oh, all right, we could get a home run. The rest of it, you're like, oh, this dude's about to steal. And I think the only team in baseball with more steals, successful steals right now, is the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah. And it's not small. It's not just small ball. It's smart baseball.
It's smart baseball. You got Yelly and Contreras right now tied for the league lead in home runs. Or not league lead, a team lead in home runs. They're just smacking the ball. Contreras might have the lead now. But it's just exciting. You got Jackson Chirios. You got Sal Freeland. Ben Perkins, bro. Perkins, the last few games, has been out his ass. It's crazy. 1-4. Oh, that was a good run out. So San Diego did get one on the board thanks to that. So it's 3-1 now. But anywho, so you've got 91 and 60. So, but then we'll catch it. This is the end, the NL West. Los Angeles Dodgers, bro. 11-7. Runs scored, 96. Runs against, 84. Plus minus differential, 12. Los Angeles paid a whole bunch of money for bats, and they paid quite a bit of money for starting pitchers, but they got no help in the middle of that pack, and they need somebody in their system to turn it on. Or you're looking at the Arizona Diamondbacks or the San Diego Padres coming in and sweeping the NL West from the
Dodgers. Did you know the Brewers have 7 hitters in the top 50 in batting average?
Yeah, and we've got two with over 1.100 OPS.
That's how you win baseball games right there. You're on base.
Dude, they're on base. And it's like once that one gets on base, it does. And I'm watching it with one out, two outs, no outs. It's not mattering. The moment Milwaukee gets runners on base, the pitcher feels it. I'm watching a fuckload of box because you're only allowed to disengage twice. And that's including if you throw over and then you go to do your pitch and you're like, oh, fucking step back.
Oh,
now, if you disengage at all, bro, it's a balk and the dude gets the free base, right? So it's, and I'm like, man, you got him thrown over two times in a row. And then you're like, dude, he's going to run. And there he goes, and there it is. It's fun, man. It was so electric.
All right, we wanted to touch on the Masters a little bit for a second here before we...
Absolutely.
Congratulations to Scottie Scheffler for winning.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't have the baby yet either, apparently, according to his wife.
The baby is a baller, all right? The baby understands life. Daddy just won the Masters for the second time. Him and Mommy need to celebrate for a little bit. Yeah, I'll show up next week, Pa. You just do your thing.
Right.
I wouldn't go to the next week tournament, though. And most Masters champions don't.
Most Masters champions. I don't think he needs to anyway.
John Rahm did last year, and that was really... That's just who John Rahm is. Let's be honest. He's a dog. But most Masters champion take the next week off. Sometimes they take the next 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
So we'll expect to see Scotty, I would think, probably week 3. But just a masterful performance. And you got to give it up to the PGA. They're excited because LIV Golf came in and went, you shouldn't have let us in. We're taking the trophy. Scotty Scheffler, the commentators really need to loosen up on the world number one played like the world number one. There is a lot of really good golfers playing in LIV Golf.
Here's the thing.
They don't get the world rankings.
I like Scotty Scheffler, but it's, dude, you've won 4 matches in the last 35.
Exactly.
So it's not like, you're setting the world on fire.
And there was a PGA tournament that was won this year by a guy who was doing security for Home Depot the week prior or some shit like that. So
probably,
right?
shouldn't be talking too much shit then, right?
Which is a really cool story. That's really awesome for that dude. It probably changed his life. Absolutely nothing against him.
Should we get the Home Depot guy?
Fuck, man. You're not sitting there playing the talent anymore. Because let's be honest, the PGA Tour is nothing but a participation league anymore. You get participation trophies out the ass. The amount of coverage on Tiger Woods to just simply make the cut, for him to then finish plus 16, and for everyone to go, oh, it was a really tough day out there. Get that old bastard off the golf course.
Last place. Damn. Last place. And granted, if he was hurt, why didn't you just withdraw and let somebody else play?
I love Tiger. I love golf. I love the story. You're not going to find a bigger amateur golfer with more golf stories than me in my mind. Yeah. But for the love of God, stop milking the dead cow. Let it go. Go sit in a damn golf cart with John fucking Daly and rip up the Champions Tour, man. Like, you'll bring viewership to the Champions Tour like never before, though. That you'll win more money going over there. Are you afraid of? Whoa.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think he's afraid of Bernard Langer. I think he's afraid of fucking old Langer, bro. I think he's like, Langer going to kick my ass. Tiger Woods ain't Tiger Woods anymore.
Go teach your kid. Go help your kid be a better golfer.
Go help your kid. Let Charlie be Charlie. Stop trying to make Charlie Tiger. Tiger's done.
Do you think this is another he's doing what his father did situation?
No, Charlie loves golf. Watching him play, too. Charlie's going to be good, man. He's not going to be his dad, but he's going to be.
Well, he doesn't. I don't think anybody in Tiger in his prime is ever going to be Tiger.
Because guess what? Not even Tiger beat Jack. Okay, so he barely got to Snead, which 82 is. But you barely got to Snead.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tiger was Tiger. Yeah, at best, Tiger's Snead. But Jack's Jack. So Charlie's going to be Charlie. And guess what, dude? I've met quite a few Charlies in my life. It's been a pleasure. So I think this one's
there in the course. Yeah.
I think that this one's going to be good, too. This one's going to be good, too. But enough of the Tiger Woods bullshit. Cheese and rice. It was just Tiger. Oh, he made the cut for a record. He extended his own record. Who fucking cares what he does anymore, whether he makes it or not? Guess what? If he doesn't show up next year, he still extended the length of that record's lifetime.
Because it's matches he played in, right?
It's matches he played in. He made 23 consecutive Masters. Well, he didn't really play in 2020. He didn't really play in 2021. No. He didn't really play in 2018.
He was in a hospital bed.
Consecutive. Yeah. You made this shit sound like it was the goddamn Heisman Trophy. Golf, you're in trouble enough, man. Enough of the goddamn circus. Gentlemen's only, lady forbidden. Get the hell out of here. Jesus Christ. But I love golf. I love the sport. I'm going to support it as much as I can. Just get Tiger off the course. Get him where he belongs.
Yeah.
And promoting the game, making the game better, being the ambassador of golf, Jack and Arnie and Gary Player and Tom Watson and Cheese and Rice. Phil, I love watching them out there. But come on.
Help the guys in the booth because they had a hard time figuring out what to call the champion. They go, what did they say to end it? Something along the lines of, and that is your champion. That's how you ended it. That was the most emphasis that you could put on it.
And the dude, and that dude was the voice of golf for a billion years. I mean, like, that's the send off. Like, that's the send off. Like, and now all you hear too, it's so ridiculous. Well, this is the most PGA Tour purses ever been.
Yeah,
it's
like, well,
but it's still being dwarfed by Liv's golf 25th place, man.
Yeah, making you look like you're fucking throwing peanuts at the player's feet.
Well, that's oil money. There's sports washing. This is capitalistic America, people. Yeah. How the hell do you think Band-Aid brand became Band-Aid brand? Guess what? We live in a world where all jacuzzis are hot tubs, but not all hot tubs are jacuzzis, and you just need to deal with it.
Well, here's the thing. Why don't they go and get more sponsors, new sponsors? You get more money, right?
The St. Jude's does well, but that's because St. Jude's is amazing. And if you haven't caught up on St. Jude's, hit up stjude's.org. They're fantastic.
Have you donated your big money lately?
Every month. It does it. Yes. It does it. Yeah, I don't even have to anymore.
You just have a recurring setup?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's more of a target. So as soon as I hit 1,300 Bing search reward points, it gets sent immediately to St. Jude's. So, nice. Because when it was like every month, there was some months that were up there. Or there were other months where apparently I slept more than I should have. I don't know. So I just decided to switch.
Absolutely. You're deep diving. You're deep binging.
Me and that co-pilot on Bing, we have a blast.
You just talk to it through your phone too, and it searches for you. Have you searched us lately? Now, next week, you're going to have to come up with a new Boys of the Woods a search.
Yeah, lots of big news coming out of F1 too. We haven't really kept you updated on F1, but here's a quick recap. Max Verstappen has won everything except the second race, which his car failed him and he got a DNF. So it wasn't really a Max situation as much as it was the car situation. And just like the last time that did happen to him, he ended up coming back and winning the Japan. I do believe that Aston Martin re-signed. There he is. There he is. Oh, Maxie boy. I believe Aston Martin got their driver to re-sign. So that kind of squeezed a whole bunch out of that. I still haven't heard anything about Pirelli retaining their tire situation with F1, so I still believe that Bridgestone is going to take the cake.
We're still kind of out of the loop as far as the tires go.
Absolutely.
I think that's going to be the big change that everybody needs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There is a new American-based F1 team. They just finished their facility, Andretti. Hashtag Andretti F1. Sports. It'll be very exciting to see them break into F1. They will have an F1 and an F2 and F3 to create the farm system they need to compete the way they want to compete in this F1 world. We're very excited to watch that story unfold. Max Verstappen is still a champion, but one of the biggest things, right? So Red Bull, for next year, their driver's list is definitively Max Verstappen. But Sergio Perez and Carlos Sainz, the only other two drivers to have podium finishes in every race so far this season, still without a seat. They have still yet to be signed. So that seat next to Max is still open.
So you think it's entirely possible that they try to steal one here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Red Bull is keeping their options open.
You hear that?
Although
Charles,
they sign
F1
winners.
Scuttlebutt.
So that's the best we could do at the time. There is still a lot of exciting things happening. But right now, like we said, F1 has a Max Verstappen problem. So some of the most interesting topics I'm gaining are what's happening inside F1, not on the racetrack, including the scuttlebutt about Max Verstappen being pissed off with his head officials and some sexual harassment on one of the tops there. So we might be seeing a little off-season happenings. Otherwise, we have the giveaway going on. Like, subscribe on the YouTube page, comment on these videos. I want the shirt. You'll get one of our fantastic hobby horse design shirts. We love the hobby horses. If y'all are out there hobby horsing, don't forget to horse around yourselves on the way to Boys in the Woods podcast. That would be a fantastic episode, we promise. We absolutely love you all. The world is a much better place with you in it. Smile more.